Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take our poll question. We have every week we ask a different question online. We'd like to know what you think. And so we got our good buddy, Dr. Bob McTeer. Dr. Robert McTeer is with us, and he's the distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, former member of the Fed, and as the president of the Dallas Fed. Bob, the Fed is meeting today and later today, and I don't think anybody has any thinking that they're going to raise or lower rates. They can't lower rates because they're pretty much close to zero, and they are in some way, some elements at zero. But they are, there is some, they are planning on buying more securities and increasing, right, increasing their balance sheet, I guess, or modifying their balance sheet. Explain to us what all that means and why we should care.
Well, they announced a little bit before their last meeting that they would be going into the market and buying about $600 billion worth of longer-term Treasury securities by June of 2011. And that sort of set off a firestorm. A lot of criticism of that came about.
Is that QE2 or QE3?
That's QE2. That's quantitative easing number two.
Yeah.
They call it number two because they bought about $1.3 trillion in mortgage-backed securities to unfreeze that market earlier. So this caused so much controversy, and I think unnecessarily so. I think everybody thought of it as something wildly different, which is really not the case. But my guess is they'll try to show a little flexibility in today's statement to ease concerns. In other words, they'll probably say something like, if it turns out that $600 billion is not needed, we will, you know, won't have to go that far. Or if it turns out that more is needed, we will. I just think they'll try to put more flexibility into the language there.
What do you think that they'll do?
I think that the economy is going to improve, and they won't really have to put all of it in.
You think they might do some of it, but they won't. But the economy will help them out?
Yeah. I think just announcing it made a big difference. It caused the stock market to start rebounding again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody said that it's going to cause the dollar to go down. Well, the dollar has gone up about 5% since then.
Right.
Of course, other things have been going
on. That could be because of the pressure on the euro.
Yeah, and also, if their main goal was to have long-term interest rates go down, that hasn't worked out either.
Isn't that one of the things that's got people puzzled right now?
Well, I think people are concluding that it's a good thing because it's a sign of strength in the economy.
The interest rates going up is a good thing.
Well, yeah, it means the demand for credit is rising. The willingness to get out of treasuries into other to longer term. Treasury bills into treasury bonds is a sign they're willing to take on more risk and so forth.
Is it also a possible indication of future inflation?
Yes, it is. I mean, gold, though, hasn't gone up very much since then,
mm-hmm.
and that's probably a more sensitive indicator.
Mm-hmm.
And the consumer price index has been setting records lately for being low. The year-over-year consumer price index, I think, is up only 1.1%, and the core year-over-year is up only 0.6%. Those are the lowest numbers since they've been keeping the statistics.
In your career, in your life, Bob, have you ever seen a time when we had as much evidence of deflation, disinflation, and inflation all at the same moment that nobody really knows that it could go that we could, you know, we could have, you know, we have the potential for all three? We're living disinflation right now, basically.
It's very confusing. However, Jim,
answer my question. Have you ever seen anything like this in your life?
No. But I wasn't trained to look at individual commodity prices. I was trained to look at the consumer price index, the producer price index. That's unambiguous. Inflation's coming down, and it's getting close to zero. Now, the fact that oil is going up and maybe gold is going up.
Commodities are going up. There's almost a bubble in commodities.
Yeah. It's hard to know what to make of that. And obviously, part of it is China and India, these huge sources of industrial growth that hadn't been around before.
But why should small business owners care about all this?
Well, it's a very volatile economy, and it's rocky, and they, you know, their livelihoods are at stake. I don't really know how to translate my forecast for the economy into what every business needs to be doing. If I could do that, I'd probably be in.
But if you had a business, would you be more, as you look out across, knowing what you know, if you were running a small business, as you look out across the next year or two, would you be more frightened, or would you be more peaceful?
I'd be less frightened than I have been for the last couple of years, but I wouldn't pull out the stops. I'd continue to be conservative.
Trust
what I would do would not be good for the economy. I think individual businesses ought to be very careful, cautious, conserve capital, and so forth. But, the economy would be better off if they just go and blow.
So you're saying trust in God, but tie your camel anyway.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Bob, give us your website, please.
www.bobmcteer.com.
Check it out. Don't forget to check out his blog, too, folks. It's outstanding. Bob McTeer and I will be right back after these messages. I'm going to ask Bob to look over into 2011 and tell us what he thinks. Stay with us.
Until it's gone, and I find out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.